Amal and the Night Visitors, Part 6.
"Mother," said Amal, "let me send him my crutch. Who knows, he may need one, and this I made myself."
Amal offered his crutch to the kings.
Horrified, his mother said, "But you can't, you can't."
As Amal, with his crutch still raised, took a step forward, a hush fell over the room. Holding his crutch in his outstretched hands, Amal took another step. Breaking the silence, Amal whispered, "I walk, Mother. Mother, I walk."
"He walks," said the three kings together. "He walks," said Amal's mother, rising to her feet, never taking her eyes from Amal as he advanced steadily toward the kings, holding his crutch before him. As he placed it in Caspar's hands, the three kings spoke.
"It is a sign from the Holy Child. We must give praise to the newborn king." Amal walked to the center of the room. At first, his steps were slow, but soon he moved faster.
"Look, Mother, I can dance, I can jump, I can run," he called.
"Truly, he can dance, he can jump, he can run," the three kings echoed. His mother ran after Amal, afraid he might fall and hurt himself. When he stumbled, his mother quickly caught him, saying, "Please, my darling, be careful now. You must not hurt yourself."
"Oh, good woman, you must not be afraid," the kings told her, "for he is loved by the Son of God."
Caspar stepped forward.
"Oh, blessed child, may we touch you?" he asked.
Amal nodded, "Yes." The three kings passed before Amal and laid their hands on his head. Then each king picked up his gift to the Christ child and prepared to leave, for it was time to continue their journey. The page hung back and then approached Amal, bowing low.
"Oh, blessed child, may I touch you?" he asked.
Gazing at the man who had so recently mistreated his mother, Amal said,
"Well, I don't know if I'm going to let you touch me."
"Amal," said his mother.
"Oh, all right," Amal told the page, "but just once."
The page came forward and touched Amal's hand very quickly.
Turning to his mother, Amal said, "Look, Mother, I can fight, I can work, I can play. Oh, Mother, let me go with the kings. I want to take my crutch to the child myself."
"Yes, good woman, let him come with us," the king said. "We'll take good care of him, and we'll bring him home on a camel's back."
Putting her arms around Amal, his mother asked, "Do you really want to go?"
"Yes, Mother," said Amal. "Are you sure, sure, sure?" asked his mother.
"I'm sure," said Amal.
"Yes," she said, smiling at him. "I think you should go and bring thanks to the child yourself."
Surprised, Amal asked, "Are you sure, sure, sure?"
"Go on, get ready," his mother said, and Amal hurried away to collect what he needed for his journey.
The three kings had been listening.
"What did she say?" Caspar asked the other two.
"She said, 'He can come,'" said Balthazar.
"Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely," Caspar began excitedly,
but he stopped when Balthazar laid a hand on his shoulder and said sternly, "Caspar." As he put on his warm cloak, Amal's mother reminded him,
Don't forget to wear your hat.
I shall always wear my hat, Amal assured her.
Wash your ears, she said.
Yes,
I promise.
Don't tell lies.
No,
I promise.
Softly, Amal and his mother said to each other, I shall miss you very much.
Are you ready? Melchior asked Amal.
Yes, I'm ready, Amal answered.
Let's go then.
Melchior and Amal took their places behind Caspar and Balthazar and the page, who once more was bent double under the weight of the baggage on his back. The caravan waited outside the house. On their camels, the kings looked more imposing than ever. Amal hurried back to his mother to say goodbye one more time. Then the page helped him onto Caspar's camel. With jingling bridles, the camels moved forward. Amal waved to his mother, standing in the doorway of their house and smiling. She waved back. The caravan turned a corner, and Amal could no longer see his mother or his house. Leaning against Caspar, he brought out his shepherd's pipe and began to play. He piped all the songs he knew. He piped first for the Christ child, then for the kings, next for his mother, for the shepherds, for the parrot, even for the page. And as he piped, the caravan moved onward. The end.